Listen up, all you golfers out there. You need to take a short drive to Acorns Golf Links. The family-owned and operated facility is located just 20 minutes from the JB Bridge. Once you arrive at Acorns, it's obvious it's more than just a top-notch golf experience. It's your chance to get away from the hustle and bustle of your daily routine. You'll notice over 65 identified bird species, rolling countryside, and a beautiful park-like setting. The Acorns experience is unmatched in value in the St. Louis area. Visit acornsgolflinks.com for more details and tee times.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
Good morning, St. Louis. Welcome into the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports 920, InsideSTL.com, and 105.7 HD2. I'm Charlie Marlowe filling in for Tim McKernan. We've got Jay Jr. filling in for Doug.
Here, here.
And Jr., you and I have been doing a lot of shows lately. As the hosts, the real hosts, start to matriculate their way back to the show.
It's kind of nice.
And this morning, we have one of them. His name is Jimmy the Cat Hayes.
Cat, how are you?
Great. I like to say of all the regular hosts, I'm the worst, but I'm going to give it 110%. And Charlie, I want you to know that you're in my kitchen, young fella.
What happened?
Well, this morning, as I dress for the show, as people don't know, we dress nicely for this when
right.
we come in here because we want to look professional.
In case somebody comes by the window.
And you know what I did? I took a pair of shorts out, I put them back, and here, Charlie. I went with the non-cargo.
You're looking good.
So you don't make fun of me.
First of all, I am not anti-cargo.
You are anti-cargo.
I have cargo shorts.
You do.
Well, your fiancé doesn't like them.
She really dislikes my camo cargo shorts. She's against cargo in general. I don't think it's that big of a deal. She's kind of put
that
in my
head. But you took a shot at me once, and I was like, I'm not going to give Charlie, any of because I did tweet this out, and I stand by it. And where's the bell? Because I'm going to self-ring on this. If cargo shorts are wrong, I don't want to be right.
Now, Kat, I don't know if you tell.
A big statement right there.
I have plenty of cargo shorts in my drawer, and I'm currently wearing a pair right now. So, Charlie, if you do take offense to the cargo short, please turn to me and say that face-to-face, because I think you knew it when you saw me this morning.
You think I'm scared?
That I wore cargo shorts, and I think you called me out on purpose in a subtle type of way.
First of all, as you know, I've been on the show long enough. I feel like people know that I am always counterpunching when it comes to this. I will never be the first one to bring it up, but if you make fun of my wardrobe, I'm going to just look for anything I can find. And if it's a cargo short, even if I don't really rail against it that much, it's just something I can use.
I've never necessarily understood the need for that many pockets in a short. Now, Plowsy, I kind of understand a little bit. A lot of things you got to deal with.
I'm not quite for sure what that means. However, I will say.
Oh, you can figure it out.
In one of my main pockets, it has a hole big enough to where you can't put your cigarettes, your phone, your keys. So this one's kind of just for show.
Okay.
So I'm glad I do have the cargo because you got your keys in your wallet taking up your back pocket. You need that extra room just in case you got chapstick or something else.
First of all, you need those
little handy-dandy pocket knife type style pockets.
A couple things, if I may.
Yes.
One. Cargo shorts are cut a little looser. There's a little bit more freedom downstairs, which I find invigorating.
Yes.
Secondly, if you're in AM Sports Talk Radio, you need extra pockets for the cash. Let's face it. We all make a lot of money here.
Sure.
And we all have a lot of cash that we can spend on anything we want, and so you need extra pockets for the
overflow.
The money. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how Plowsy mentioned everything you could put in a pocket. Except for what we were specifically alluding
Except
to.
Except the one-hitter.
It's like, you know, you got the chapstick. I mean, cigarettes, of course.
Right.
Your wallet, your keys.
Roach clip.
Mm-hmm. Stash.
Well done.
I tried to avoid it, but yeah, thank you for bringing
and
it up.
And if I may, a little praise this morning. Charlie, it's very early, but your hair.
Boy, it does look
good. You have a beautiful, beautiful head of hair.
Thank you.
And I think people are now finally appreciating you. Not only for your fine work on this show and on the Two Fox, now you're a regular anchor. I think that has some cachet.
Oh, yeah.
But also, by being on so much, people can look at you and say, that guy has the best hair in St. Louis. Mike Bush, who?
Yeah, it's starting to, word's getting out.
Thank you. I was watching, I was flipping through and saw Mike Bush yesterday. He does have fantastic hair. And just also, it's just beautiful anchor hair. It adds to the credibility of the newscast.
You think his hair adds to the credibility of the newscast?
It's just nice looking.
Okay.
He has great old school hair. Yours is more of hair for today, for the youth of America.
Where we're headed.
I was going to actually not shave my head, but pretty close to shaving my head. And
I'm penguins?
Kind of teetering. No, just because I'm kind of tired of dealing with it. So,
like how much?
I do this about once a year where I'll take like a clipper, like a 3, and just shave it all off.
Don't do it yourself.
I've done this every year.
I know, but now that people are talking about your hair, I appreciate your hair.
All right.
That's your moneymaker right there, buddy.
You think so?
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
You know, it's funny. We were at a wedding on Saturday. So we posted a couple of pictures on Facebook, and everybody that was commenting was saying, Charlie, like, you look so much slimmer, which is a compliment, except for so many people mentioned it that I'm like, what did you think I looked like before? Because I really haven't lost any weight whatsoever. I've been about, I would say I've been between 228 and 234 for probably 5 years, fluctuating not too far off that. But everybody was saying, Charlie, you look so much skinnier.
And I was like, okay,
that's good, but I think it was just a camera angle.
No, it isn't. What it is, let's face it, you did the high school stuff on the 2 Fox. People didn't really see you that much. They know you from the radio, and on the radio, you're the doughy guy, even though it's not true.
Right.
It was never true. Charlie, the fat guy, was just a total fake lie. However, it got out there. And now they see you on camera more, and they go, oh, he lost weight. No, he didn't. He was never the fat guy to begin with.
You do look pretty thin at the Boyle wedding, I must tell you.
Thank you.
You do look pretty
thin. It was a fun wedding. Saturday night.
It's good for you to get practice in weddings.
Now, if I may get back to something you said earlier, because nothing escapes.
Correct.
You, the counterpuncher.
You're saying I'm not very good at it?
No, you say you only counterpunch. You don't go after people.
No, because this is what
always
happens.
There's a senior citizen that's beloved that isn't here right now. That he's at a wedding or something. You go after him pretty hard.
Do you really think I do? people think I do, which surprises me because I feel like we all bust balls on this show.
Everyone has to eat a
crap
sandwich on this show from time to time. All of us.
I've always thought that, okay, this is radio. The best part about radio is that you don't have to dress up. You don't have to care about how you look. Certainly, unlike TV, you don't have to wear makeup. I am wearing Ohio State basketball shorts and a shirt that I got at least 15 years ago, a workout shirt. And I would never bring that up, and I would never bring up anybody else's wardrobe until they make fun of me, and then I feel like I have to reciprocate.
Well, I asked one time because you had looked like a sweatshirt pullover, and it was kind of heavy, and I didn't know you had the wife beater underneath. So I was just asking, because I think people that wear sweatshirts with no shirt, it just makes me laugh. There's nothing wrong with it. Whatever floats your boat.
I think it's kind of
dirty. But I was asking, and then you took it as I was going after you, and you immediately went cargo shorts on me. That's why I didn't wear cargos today. And then you explained that you had a wife beater under, which I think is a fine, fine move.
Thank you.
As long as there's a shirt under the sweatshirt. Otherwise, I think you have a situation where you could get kind of stanky.
Agreed. I'm with you on that. I would not wear a sweatshirt over nothing. Unless I'm like taking the garbage out and you just have to throw something on.
What if it's a hoodie?
Yeah, I'm not gonna leave the house in a sweatshirt without something underneath.
Really?
Yeah. But like I said, if I'm walking the dog real quick.
You need a layer because a sweatshirt can make you sweat and you don't want the sweat to go directly in the...
I got you.
And then next thing you know, you have sort of a steam effect where you're sweating and it gets kind of disgusting.
Hey, it's the Captain's Log brought to you by Lakeview Resort. 840 Derek Gould, of course, the Post-Dispatch reporter and the co-host of The Writer's Block. And how about this treat? 9 o'clock, Tim Kirkjian, the ESPN baseball analyst and the author of the new book. It's called I'm Fascinated by Sacrifice Flies, which is available in bookstores now. We have the little printout for what the book is about here.
I'm a big fan of the book.
You have the book as well.
Can we give it away as the prize, too?
Sea Monster?
Can we add that to whatever prizes we're giving away?
We've already got a pretty sweet email prize today.
What do we got?
email prize, a pair of Bud Bash tickets to the Cardinals on Tuesday, which is tomorrow. Let me tell you about this.
It's just a book, Seymour.
It's two tickets to tomorrow night's game. You'll receive a limited edition mini bobblehead of Izzy, Jason Isringhausen. You'll have a chance to win access to the VIP Bud Bash and the Budweiser Bowtie Bar. The VIP event will start 2 hours before official game time at 5:10, and listeners with a VIP Budweiser Bash ticket will get the bobblehead and access to the exclusive pregame autograph session, Cat.
That's nice.
A hell of a package.
And Izzy is a great guy. Was a great Cardinal. Friend of the show?
Definitely friend of the show.
Yeah. I would say so.
So we can't give away this book, even though I don't think any of us wants to keep it. It's a great book, though.
Why do you say that? I would read that.
All right, then it's yours.
I feel like this is probably a good book just to kind of read from time to time. Some people would call it a bathroom book.
No, he's great, one of the nicest guys in baseball, and I'm sure it is great, but my point is, why not let the listeners have a bounty as they're the ones that put up with this crap?
Very good point.
Good point. Well, Lakeview Resort, they sponsor the Captain's Log, and you can head to Lake of the Ozarks this summer and stay at Lakeview Resort because Tuna Fish Vaughn, he enjoys fishing off one of their piers or the enclosed heated fishing dock. You can enjoy a variety of amenities, including the outdoor pool, full kitchens, covered boat slips, hot tubs, and sand volleyball court. You can boat, fish, swim, or just relax at Lakeview Resort, located in Sunrise Beach. Lakeview Resort has been family-owned and operated for 70 years with lakefront lodging ranging from 1 to 7 bedrooms. Lakeview can handle groups of all sizes. For more info or to make reservations, check out lakeviewresortusa.com. Sea Monster, just going to do the production meeting on air here. I'm trying to get into the internet so I can get to the text line, and it's not coming up. So please, people, don't yell at me. I'm trying my best. I want to read your text. I know it's a big part of the show. I'm struggling there. In the meantime, boys, Kat, you tweeted it yesterday. I think you said for the first time all year, You can point to it that these Redbirds are soaring.
They are soaring. 7 games over .500, sweep of the Pirates. And the pitching seems to be in a good place now. Waka was the guy I was concerned about. He had a good start. Leak was good. Wayne, and now they're continuing to hit. At some point, you have to look at this Cardinal team and go, offensively? What are they, second offensively in baseball? You go, maybe this is who they are.
Well, I think the unique thing about this recent stretch, and you've got to see it firsthand, has been the better pitching. I think it was 6 of their last 7 games. They've allowed 4 runs or less. Obviously, the bats are still there. You look at yesterday with 14 hits and 8 runs. Leak taking it to 5-4. Homers by Holiday and Grichuk. If they could get better pitching, I think that it has made a huge difference, obviously. When you sweep a team like Pittsburgh, when everybody's kind of, at least I have, well, all right, it's going to be a summer of beating up the bad teams, kind of hold and serve with the teams that are similar to you, and then getting beat by the better teams. Well, this is a different story. You went up there to Pittsburgh, and you swept them.
In Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
You sound like a rights holder. You know, and when people say, well, what are we going to do about the starting pitching? And I get that because I've said all along, even when they were scoring, you know, 7 runs a game or whatever it is, and
yep,
the power production, it's about starting pitching because they couldn't get to 4 over .500. They couldn't put a winning streak together. You know why? Because one of the starters would give up 6 runs in the second. They just wasn't consistent. But my thing is, how are they going to shake up the rotation, people would ask me. And I'd be like, well, who's out? Like, do you give up on a Waka? Do you give up on a Carlos Martinez who struggled or a Leak? Whoever you get to plug into those spots isn't going to be as good as the option you have now. And if you believe these guys are good pitchers, you kind of have to wait it out. And I think that's the Cardinals' approach. Everyone talks about Reyes, who has obviously done some impressive things. The Cardinals feel like he's not quite there yet. And if they brought him up now, and I think he's on the radar, but if they brought him up too soon, it might hurt his progress. But now we see the guys like Waka, you know, hopefully he can continue it. Carlos Martinez getting back into the groove. And because they do have a good rotation. I figured that was going to be their strong suit.
I think most people did.
I didn't think the offense would be doing what it's doing.
Nope.
But still, even if you have offense, you can't have those games where you give up 5 runs in the third or, you know, 4 runs in the first if you want to put a winning streak together. So hopefully this will continue. It's been fun to watch. Another thing, too, is I hear people say, Cardinals are boring this year. Not when they're crushing home runs like this. Not when they're getting decent pitching. It's been fun to watch. And again, 7 over .500. That's pretty impressive.
And 8 over on the road.
Ridiculous.
I mean, that's the big thing. You forget they're 15 and 16 at home. They start playing better ball at home. And, you know, I'm not saying they're catching you-know-who, but...
Don't say the name.
I'm not going to say it, but I think they're solidifying themselves as the best team other than the three that are going to lead their respective divisions.
The Cardinals, 35 and 28, so 9 games back of that team up north, but now 3 games ahead of the Pirates. And we kind of joked about it, and Kat, you were joking about how they can't get over that, you know, 4 games over.
But they were 0-7 in games to get there, which is a pretty remarkable number.
Yeah.
But also the fact, and we joked about this too last week, and Matheny even kind of laughed it off, but I think he also saw a little bit of merit in the fact where you hadn't beaten the good teams yet. And now, over these last 3 series, you take 2 of 3 from the Giants, a very good team, and then you go into Pittsburgh and
you
sweep.
Don't forget the Reds. You take 2 of 3 again. No one was playing better than the Reds.
No one was playing better than the Reds. That's also true. But then you go into Pittsburgh, a team you've lost how many series to this year already? 2, I think, beforehand. And you sweep them in their building. That's quite impressive.
Yeah. And now we'll see what they do at home. As Jay points out, they've been lackluster at home. What do they get? Houston and Texas here. So, obviously, you have an opportunity to keep it going at home. And who knows? I was talking to Verducci to promote the game on Big Fox on Saturday, and I didn't say that team by name, but that other team that hails from Chicago. Is there anything you think could slow them down? And he said, probably not, but if there is anything, he said he doesn't think that starting rotation has a chance to keep going the way it's going. So my thing is, if you're the Cardinals...
Aging a little bit? Some of the guys?
Yeah, except we saw Lackey last year. He didn't suddenly get old. He's, you know, he's good.
He's also in the best shape of his life at age whatever he is, 37, 38.
And throwing free and easy.
They joke about it because he's such good buddies with Millar. Unintentional talk. They live next to each other in Austin. Millar will always show this picture of Lackey during his Red Sox days. And he's kind of got a little bit of a goofy haircut. But I swear, he's got to have 20 to 25 pounds more of body fat than he does now. Like, for whatever reason, John Lackey, maybe it was the whole deal with the eating chicken and drinking beer in the clubhouse that the Red Sox went through a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
But John Lackey has kind of transformed his body as well late in his career. You can tell he really takes fitness seriously.
Well, and if you're the Cardinals, you just keep trying to play good baseball. And then if you put a little pressure on that team.
See what happens.
Yeah. Because, hey, let's face it, they got off to a great start, and no one's been really close to chase them.
Charlie said it the other day. He was looking at what the Cardinals would have to do or what the Cubs. I mean, it's scary what the Cubs have set themselves up for so far.
Yeah, this was last week, but I'm sure it's still pretty close.
Right.
This was when they were 23 over. Right now, the Cubs are 25 over. So at that time, they're trending towards 115 wins. So they're probably, whatever it is, 114, 113 now. But basically, if the Cubs just played .500 the rest of the way, they're still going to win 93-94. And I don't think anybody expects them to fall off that much. I mean, you're not going to play .705 ball the entire season. But even if they fall back to .500, .550, .600, the Cardinals would still have to go like 27 over.
And the scary thing
to
about
catch
the Cubs,
that's just not going to happen.
Even if their starting pitching falls off a little, their offense has kind of underperformed, and they're better than that. So, you know, maybe they start mashing and win games in a different fashion.
You also have to think that this year, they seem to be the team to beat. I'm not saying they're going to win it, but because they are, they're going to go out there if they need to and get a bullpen arm. I've heard both Andrew Miller and Chapman's name mentioned to load up the bullpen. And you hear some rumors about Joey Batts as well, which would seem to be just an embarrassment of Richards. Rich is because they have so many great position players, but if they need help, they're going to get help at the deadline.
Yeah, I mean they're a really good team, and if you're the Cardinals, all you can do is just keep trying to win games here. The fact that Holliday's gotten a good place now, I mean his numbers now are where you'd expect. He's got 11 homers now. It's good to see him. He kind of carried him a little bit over the last couple of games. That's what you expect him. Maybe Grichuk can get going. He's the one guy that hasn't really got it going at all, and he hit a home run, so And he, you know, let's be honest, his at-bats, he's looked a little lost at times. So hopefully he gets it going because he's a good player.
You bring up Matt Holliday. We have some fun with audio, courtesy of ESPN, a couple of clips from Matty Baseball. Let's play the first one. Matt Holliday says he's not worried about what the Cubs and Pirates are doing at the moment.
Well, I think really you can't really do anything about it unless, you know, except when you play them. So, you know, we're not concerned necessarily with what they're doing. We're trying to, you know, to be the best version of us that we can be. And, you know, even if, you know, they win every game and they win the division, there's still opportunity, obviously, with the two wild cards. And then once you get into the postseason, anything can happen. So, you're not really worried about what they're doing, like I said, obviously, and unless you're playing them, you can't really control that. So we're focused on trying to get better and, like I said, be the best version of us.
I like that, the best version of us. That's what we're trying to do on the show this morning as
us.
Well.
That's nice.
It's hard when you have Tim and Doug and they're both not here.
Yeah.
But the cat, you're going to have to carry us.
Well, then we're in real trouble.
We have another one from Matt Holliday giving credit to the starting pitching for this run the Cardinals have been on the last week or so.
You know, our starting pitching is I was a little bit inconsistent early, and I think coming out of spring training, we really felt like that would be the strength of our team, and they got off to a bit of a rough start, but they've really come around lately, and, you know, our bullpen's been good all season, and our offense has been pretty strong. So I think once our rotation kind of settled in a little bit, and Waino started pitching like Waino, and Carlos has really come on, and Mike's given us a chance to win every time out. So our starting rotation, I think, has been the big difference in the last, you know, 2 weeks.
Matt Holliday yesterday, 3-for-4, 2 RBIs, 2 runs, his 11th homer of the year. And you look at the numbers, and the numbers, they usually get back to Matt Holliday-type numbers, hitting .265, on base .338, and slugging .488. So getting close to slugging .500 later in his career, and that's the type of numbers you're definitely okay with in the 3 spot in the order.
Yeah, people were like, why is he hitting third? I never, when people would complain about the lineups, I always felt like Cardinal fans are maybe distracted by that. It was starting pitching. That was the problem. I said it from early on. It wasn't consistent, and it was hard to put a run together. Now we're seeing the offense and the pitching as well. What is Holliday on pace for in terms of home runs and RBIs, Charlie?
All right.
You said,
so
you said you would check that.
I didn't.
You'd run the numbers.
Let's do some quick math here. So the Cardinals are 35-28. So that's what? That's 63 games? So if he has 11 homers through 63... 63 times 2 is what? Is 126?
You're looking at 24, 25.
Add 35 games, so I'm guessing
23.
Like 26 or 7?
Okay.
Right?
Get around there.
So RBI-wise, he right now has, what does he have? He has 36 RBIs. He had 2 yesterday, so that would be 72 plus 18-ish, around there. So 85, 90?
If he's 25, 90, hitting 260, 270.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you take that. Especially because other guys are hitting home runs around them.
It is fun to watch this team, especially when they get it going offensively. I know it's another cliche to say, oh, everybody kind of feeds off it. But they really do. When they get you, they bludgeon you. And that's where, you know, I know run differential, some people take a lot of stock into it. Other people don't. I'm kind of in the middle on that because I feel like it's obviously more important to win every game. But also the fact that you can score so many more runs than you allow, it shows something over the course of the season. But it just seems like off the top of my head, when the Cardinals get up on these teams, you're seeing a lot of scores that are 9-2 and 11-3 and 8.
They put the pedal
8-3.
Down. Yeah, they're doing a lot of late scoring. You know, obviously, wins are the most important number for
what?
Any team.
Wins.
The only thing that's more important is spirit wins.
And you said right now they're 63-0?
No, there were 2 that weren't spirit wins.
They had 2 that weren't spirit wins.
Which games were those? The D-back series?
Yeah, and that other one where they lost. You're making too much too early.
You look at them. There was a picture on Facebook, and Cat, while Cat wasn't with him over the last 2 days, I think, because of the broadcast situation, I mean, Yachty's standing up on the plane taking a selfie of himself. I mean, those are good things. I mean, you know, no matter what you think, you would much rather – we talked about the 86 Mets recently because we had Ron Darling on. And while that was a great team and they had many different personalities, they weren't the friendliest bunch amongst each other. I'm not saying you got to be, but I would much rather have a happy team than an unhappy team. Yeah, write that down, Seymour.
See, I've had this argument before. To me, chemistry, there's no set formula to have chemistry. – like the Oakland A's in their heyday didn't necessarily get along with each other. Some of the great Yankee teams with Billy Martin, they had their issues. It didn't matter. That was chemistry that worked for them. Chemistry is whatever wins. So you can't say getting along,
everyone
hugging it out after every game is good chemistry. Whatever wins, that's good chemistry.
I think sometimes,
but it is more fun to be around.
Sure.
Yeah, I think sometimes, too, it's the opposite, where fans and media point to a losing team and say, oh, the chemistry's bad, when really the team is probably just bad. And Jim Leland has said this for years, and the word he uses, I believe, is horse bleep. He says, show me a team that's bad, I'll show you horse bleep chemistry. Show me a team that's good, and I'll show you good chemistry. Like, we would never talk about bad chemistry if a team is, like they are now, 7 games above .500. And I'm not saying they don't have good chemistry, but it's just an easy thing to point to when you're losing.
You know, the first time I ever got to know Jeff Suppan, he was with the Royals. That was when I first started at Fox, 16 years ago, and they were awful back then. And Suppan just seemed like a guy who was down, didn't get to, and then you see him in a winning situation.
Totally different.
Greatest guy ever. I mean, if Jeff Suppan can be down in a situation like that, how are you going to get chemistry out of that? I agree. If a team's good, then it seems like they have
it's
good
much
chemistry.
Easier, sure. Yeah.
Hey, the third annual charity wiffle ball tournament presented by Bud Light. It's June 25th in Francis Park. The teams are full, but if you didn't get a spot to pre-register, you can pre-register for our bags tournament. Just email your name to contact@insidestl.com for a spot, or just settle in and join us for some Bud Light, some Maker's Mark, and food served up by the all-new Duke's and Soulard, and also Truman's and Soulard. We also have a few charities competing for your votes to earn a spot with Three Little Birds for Life as beneficiaries of the proceeds from the tournament. You have Heroes Care, Catherine Cares, and The Covering House. So for details on these great causes and to vote on your favorite, visit InsideSTL.com. Registration starts at 10 a.m., where Kolache Factory will be bringing breakfast items, and our fields are brought to you by Yellow Bats, Gold's Gym, Lesher's Flowers, and Smoking Barrels Barbecue. Trophies will be awarded for the first-place team and also for the team that drinks the most beer. So come pony up on Saturday, June 25th, for a day full of fun for a great cause. And that's what's
Are
fun
you
to
playing?
Me is.
Are you playing?
I'm pretty sure I am, yeah.
Okay.
Man, our
that's
team
a couple
is
weeks
stacked.
Ago. Are you playing as well?
You played at Bradley.
And I always talk about it.
Did you know he played at Bradley?
No, I've never heard him talk about it, actually. Now, Doug, I've heard him talk about Mizzou, and yet I've looked at a lot of the yearbooks, and
you never.
I don't know. It seemed like he was on some fraternity team. I don't know about the Tigers.
You're calling Doug Vaughn a liar.
No, I'm just saying I haven't been able to verify it, but I do know that he did take Tom Terrific deep, Tom Seaver.
Well, we saw the video.
Yeah, we did see the video. That we have proof.
Now, are you on board with the tuna fish, Vaughn, and will that stick?
I'm curious about it because I wasn't here and we got busy at the golf course, and then when I was in, I had to have Charlie explain to me. I like it. I enjoy it.
Love it.
The fan page has caught on. Doug's still having trouble with it. He gets frustrated by all the tuna.
But also, talk. I've noticed this over the course of listening to the show and being on it. We all love Doug, but he cannot take the fun when he's the mark,
right,
when he's the target. Like, we're all the target. We
sure.
we all share it. Sometimes it's an entire show or an entire week. Sometimes it's a segment. But we're all the mark. But, like, he was not liking the tuna fish talk. Kat and I were, and that's what made it even better, in my opinion.
See, I don't know. Kat, I just found it funny. I didn't have more enjoyment because Doug didn't like it. I just found it funny. But I will say I disagree with you because Doug takes, with all the harassment and stuff of gentlemen trying to woo him, he does put up with that well.
He takes it, well, of course, he does take it from the listener, but now he suspends the listener, as we know. But I think Charlie's right in a certain sense, Kat. If it's amongst the crew, or Plowsy got on him the other day, he doesn't take that well. He feels very...
persecuted.
Well, and I think maybe a little bit he feels better than us overall.
And I feel like he internalizes it and creates this deep-seated resentment, which builds up over time, like a marriage. And so that's why he doesn't follow us on Twitter.
Yep.
That's why he blocks us. And deep down, the other day we had a text exchange where Doug said, hey, he thinks I kind of go after him a little too much. And I never thought that was the case, so I feel bad about it.
I will say this, that
I think it's all in fun.
Doug is against all vile sort of communications, be it text or whatever. But if it's vile about me or Charlie, Doug will vote for it.
Sure.
That is
true. It's a double standard.
But I don't want to talk about him behind his back because he's going to be back, what, Wednesday? That's when the full crew will be back. You guys can tackle this issue and others on Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot to talk about.
Clearly, a lot of things happened in the downtime.
You know what I did? This maybe this is a bad direction to pivot, but
I do have a tuna fish point to make. In all seriousness.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, then. Oh, I was just going to say, I don't mean to interrupt, but at this wedding on Saturday, guy comes up to me. A lot of people listen to the show there, and a guy comes up to me, and he basically said, I think it was the second time that Doug was out. I think it was Jimmy John's. He said he also noticed Doug eating the tuna fish, but he wasn't the one. So I start laughing. I say, were you the one that texted in? And he said, no. So it was someone else. Like there were more than one people, you know, person in that shop that listened to the show that both noticed the tuna fish. And he said, I went back to my office. He said, everybody at the office listens. We were joking about it. But he's not the one that brought it up. But somebody else also saw the tuna fish.
Well, you also pointed out that you said, you stipulated that you didn't say you eat tuna fish every day, but you just brought up sandwich places and said you had a tuna fish sandwich. Of the two times you got sandwiches,
you got the.
So that's enough for it to stick to you. And Doug is
on
like, that's
show,
not true. That's, yeah, on this yes. show, because it's stupid.
It also provided 2 days worth of content when we needed something to go to. And that's what's most important.
But it was
just getting to 10 o'clock.
Here's the thing.
Good point.
We're certainly not the arbiters of what's funny or what's not, but if it makes us laugh, we roll with it. And I do think it was like a dividing point. Like Doug was like, no, people are saying it's not funny, and then people were texting him whether it was funny or not funny. Like in my little circle, in my world, people thought it was very funny.
And we also voted in the studio, and I want to say it was 6 out of 7. And Plowsy, Peyton thought it was funny, Sea Monster thought it was funny.
Doug was the only one.
All right,
I'm just saying. The numbers don't lie.
Here's where I want to pivot, and maybe it'll go nowhere.
You're going to pivot to the general?
But maybe I'll get made fun of now. But anyway, so my kid is big into riding his bike now. So now that I've had a few off days and everything, I went out. My wife and I bought bicycles. So there I am doing the old man bicycle thing. Do people like my age ride bicycles? I'm not talking about I don't even know. It's not like a 10... It's not like a racing bike.
Right.
It's like a trail bike.
Yes.
Is that an embarrassing sight if... Like, I didn't buy the helmet because I thought it looked so ridiculous.
I would much rather you be trail biking with your wife and your family than strapping it on and thinking you're Greg LeMond going through the tour of town and country. I mean...
In the middle of the road and not moving over.
Absolutely. Those people need to be shot.
I'm not a fan of those people either. And I ride a bike from time to time. But if there's a sidewalk available to me, I do use the sidewalk if I can, and I think most people should.
Yes. And then the biker people say, well, the sidewalk's for walkers. Your ass! I used to ride my bike as a kid on the sidewalk all the time.
And as soon as your bike can go the same speed as traffic, that's when I'll agree with you. When you start to, hold up traffic, which you do all the time, I will disagree with you.
And have we brought up the people that... Sorry, I was podcasting, so I was been in and out of the studio here.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, you're welcome. The people that spend, you know, hundreds of dollars on the gear, the outfits, like a $60 water bottle, probably a $1,000 bike, and all they do is ride around town. I get if you're like a mountain biker and you kind of need that special equipment. You don't need to look like Lance Armstrong to ride in Kirkwood. I mean, that's just stupid. And I hate that the fact that they are able to ride on roads, not being able to stop at stop signs or do anything like that. I think it's a terrible rule.
I just think it should be, they should be more courteous. And not all bicyclists are that way. But, like, just move to the right. So if there's an opportunity, I can get around you safely. I just want to get around you safely.
They're not doing that, no.
But my point is, if you see me... And I'm going to, at some point, have to get a helmet, I'm sure, because safety first.
It's probably a good idea.
Especially, it's a good example to the child.
Would you double over laughing if you
saw me? I would not.
Because I'm riding around on that thing, and all I can hear is, and I think if someone saw me, I would be a laughingstock.
I have a bike that is not very expensive. I got it from Walmart. I think it was like $100. And a couple years ago, I actually biked a lot. I haven't done it as much recently, but I'd go to Grants Trail often, sometimes to Forest Park. Never wear a helmet, I'm not saying it's because I'm like cool guy. I just
you
I'd
are
never,
cool.
I'd never
yeah.
bought one.
You don't
want to
mess
say,
up the hair. Yeah.
Right. But I will
let
say
it flow, bro.
There's some times that you're coming down the steep grade at Forest Park, going pretty fast, and I think to myself, if I did fall, it could be very bad right now, without having a helmet.
Well, they try to sell you everything too. Like oh. you know, I don't. I need
wrist guards.
Just got my wife a bike. You know, and sure. I'm in AM Sports Talk Radio, so we each got $6,000 bikes. I
sure,
mean, what
understand.
Else are we going to do with right. our money?
Sure.
No, we got the cheapest ones possible.
Just something with two wheels
just,
and
just
a
something,
seat.
Just something that I could ride with my kid.
Right.
Because here's the thing. If your kid starts riding a bike, you want to keep an eye on that kid. So how you got to get mobile.
Riding a bike, too, as a kid, there was nothing better. You just kind of go out, summer day.
Do whatever you
ride
want.
The bike. Yep. And you'd be gone for 10 hours. Parents but, never worried about you.
But it's a different animal now. And I don't know what age we're going to let our kid go off on his own, but not now.
No.
I want eyes. I want eyes on POTUS.
Yeah, it's totally different. I mean, we used to get up on Saturday mornings or days in the summer, and we'd ride a mile up to what was called Glazer's at the time, drugstore, which became Walgreens, and just do whatever you wanted. I mean, you can't do it. Just doesn't happen like that anymore.
It's a shame.
It is a shame.
What's not a shame is the appliance discounters. And they're
That's
giving away.
That's a nice blend, by the way.
Thank you.
He's
giving away
that.
A
yeah.
GE over the range microwave oven. They have the auto time and defrost, so the defrosting times and power levels are programmed automatically or manually for optimal results. You have the turntable on off controls for the turntable operation. Two speed venting system removes smoke, steam, and odors. And it's a 1.6 cubic foot capacity, so 1,000 watts. And between now and June 24th, enter your email address on our featured content section at InsideSTL.com for a chance to win this over-the-range microwave oven. The winner will be contacted via email. It's theappliancediscounters.com. Six locations to serve you. Check them out in Baldwin, in Webster, in St. Chuck, in Arnold, in St. Louis on Delores Street, and over in Illinois in Fairview Heights. It's the Appliance Discounters. Again, appliancediscounters.com. We have Mike Lee on the phone line. Should we go to him, fellas?
Sure.
All right, Mike Lee joining us
Let's
on.
Pretend Doug is here because I like that part.
Yeah, good point. On the Appliance Discounter phone lines. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, you got to talk about riding bike.
Riding bikes, yeah.
I always ride bike on the sidewalk.
Well, that's probably the safest bet. Do you wear a helmet when you ride your bike, Mike?
Yeah, but it's getting too hot.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Saturday, Sunday, hot.
It was hot.
Humid.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, Mike.
And Friday, I walk around, and I got dizzy, and I fell, and my forehead turned red.
Why did you? What, now, wait a minute, Mike. Why did you get dizzy? Was it the heat?
Yeah, because I walk around, and I fall down.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that, buddy.
And every time when I ride... Ride my bike and out, well, everybody know who I am.
Yep, I can imagine.
They saw me, they said, Mike Lee, they're screaming, yell at me, they know who I am.
Even when you're riding your bike, people yell, Mike Lee.
I'm not kidding you.
I believe you.
Now,
They know where I'm at down out, well, when I ride my bike, they're screaming at me. They said, Mike Lee.
Yep.
Even the girl and the guy, they're both screaming at me.
Because people love you. Now, anything you want to say to Doug?
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
My peanut bacon, you like
oh,
a hot dog.
Hot him down.
Goodness gracious.
Where's my suspension log, Yule?
We shouldn't even do it. He's not here to defend himself.
No.
We love Doug.
But it is, like Mike knows that that's sort of like the final part of the
it's
call.
It's a tradition.
That's
yeah.
the send-off.
Yes.
That's the walk-off, the exclamation point.
It's the old wrap-up.
Mike Lee bringing it. The Wildwood Whisker Biscuit saying, this is the oldest, whitest conversation ever, our bicycle talk there.
Well, I mean, I'm old and white.
I'm old and white.
And I honestly thought I'd get killed for it, so I figured why not break it out.
If you had worn a suit of biking clothes with the tight-fitting shirt so you can be aerodynamically better in your speed, and those tight... Boy, Doug would look good in those tight shorts.
Let's all take a second and picture that.
Yeah, think about that.
With a spot for the water bottle.
Yeah. Yeah. I certainly don't want to offend anybody. that is doing it for physical fitness, that is living a better life because they wear a suit of bike clothing and they've got their 10-speed and they're out there in the middle of the road. But really, people are laughing at your ass. They really are.
And I think it's not just bike guy. It's any guy that becomes that guy, regardless of whether it's biking or running.
Lifting.
All that stuff.
Golfing.
If you become the guy that has all the gear.
Yeah.
And I get it. If you're competing, if you're going to compete in a triathlon or a big bike race, I understand the gear there. I do think sometimes, and again, I would be riding my bike, which is a horrible bike from Walmart, up and down Grant's Trail, not going very fast, going as fast as I could, but you would have bike guy either come screaming by you, doing the turn signals, or as you're stopped at the light to try to cross one of the places in on Grant's Trail, you know, they would kind of stop, they'd kind of look at your bike, and it was like, they're kind of looking down on my
that
bike.
No, hold on.
Absolutely it does.
That wasn't you feeling...
No, it was bike shaming. It was bike shaming, and it needs to stop.
Bike shaming.
It's funny you brought this up. I have actually a fun... I don't know if you guys have seen this. I think it was... might have been Friday afternoon. I saw a similar thing where a bike was about four cars... there was about four cars ahead of this bike, and they were at a stop sign. Or a stop light, I guess it would be. So he got out of his bike. Apparently, this guy's a huge exercise guy. Got off of his bike and just started jogging in place next to me for like about 5 or 10 minutes, it seemed like.
Got to keep the heart rate going.
Yeah, is that something you've seen or... do you judge somebody for that, or good for him? I'm not quite for sure how to take that. I wanted to take a picture, but...
good for him. I'll tell you one thing, too. The people that are bike enthusiasts, they'll come at you. I forget, someone on the show was taking shots at him, and he got some big blowback from people. But all we're saying on this show is we love that people found a physical fitness area where they enjoy it, and they're staying fit, and they're in better shape than us. And I think we're just saying that there's a happy medium... you don't have to be in the middle of the road.
And you don't have to wear the uniform unless you're really dedicated.
Or if you have the competition.
Right.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, sure.
And I understand, as guys, we have sometimes, if you're biking for 20, 30, 40, 50 miles, and you got the shorts and you got your legs constantly touching and friction is being caused there in between the legs, you have a chafing issue. And I'm sure
you could chafe. Oh,
I'm
yeah.
sure some of those shorts help prevent that.
You think?
I would think.
Yeah, I mean, they look great, but I think there's an anti-chafing element.
To me, that would be the number one reason to wear them.
Maybe you should start just wearing them on random days.
But like right now, look at this. Look at the underwear I have right now.
Yeah?
It's kind of that, it's like a dry fit, tight underwear.
Right.
Which I appreciate.
Almost look a little biker shortish.
Right. Now, it's underwear, but it's
kind of
the same.
Yeah, I didn't really want to look.
It's the same
I'm going to have to get a helmet, and I feel ridiculous enough. Because those things are giant. And then it looks like you're trying to be Greg LeMond. I'm not. I just don't want to crack my head open. And I'm not going to be in the middle of the road because I'm going to be going 5 miles an hour.
Which is what you should be going.
All right.
But I think you probably should set an example with the bike cap for the kids.
Well, the kid has one, and, right. my wife had one.
Right.
And my excuse was, let's get out of the store. I'm not going to suddenly go shop for a helmet. Can we just get out of here? You have a helmet. Tyler has a helmet. Let's go ride.
Sounds like a fun family activity.
It is. I mean, it is as old and white as it sounds. It is kind of fun.
Those bikes can be expensive, though.
Oh,
you
yeah.
go to a legit bike shop, and they size you up, and all of a sudden, I mean, some of the bikes in there are $2,000, and to get a nice one, it's like minimum $400 or $600. Like I said, I bought the Walmart variety because I said, let's see if I do this, and if I end up doing it a lot, I'll buy a nicer one. And it happened exactly how I thought it would.
You rode it for a while.
About one season, I did it a lot for that summer and that fall, and then I don't think I've ridden it in the last...
Yeah, Roderick did the same thing last fall or something. I just said, well, okay, enjoy it. And now he never talks about the bike.
See, I knew when I bought this that it was going to be something that would sit in the garage. Why even do it? But if I could ride with my kid a little bit, and I get that out of it, it's fine.
Do you think the Redbirds would let you travel it on the road, and maybe you could ride around certain cities?
I'll get a bike rack, and I'll put it right on top of the Charter. You know, I'll get like Holiday to give me a boost.
Right.
And I'll just
pop up.
Yeah.
Let's see. I saw Jay Jr. doing a workout on his bike. I witnessed his full workout. He pedaled hard for half of a block, stopped to take a smoke. And, of course, right as I read this, it buffers. But that was the general point of the text.
I don't need – I don't I no longer bike anymore. I just, it's something that passed me by. I have a car that will get me to where I need to go.
Tell us about this car.
Well, it's black.
It's got a motor?
It's got a motor, and it's got four wheels even.
Does a good job getting you A to B, huh?
Pretty good, yeah. Depending on how I'm doing. I have nothing against bike people. I just have stuff against the bike people that go too far that don't need to go that far.
I like this from Tony the Plow Dow. He says, here's the thing about riding bikes. Get a car.
I mean,
you can do both.
There is no. I mean, God bless the people that are avid bike enthusiasts that go on the Katy Trail or, as you said, the Grants Trail or whatever. And Kat, we're riding with the family. And to those that actually compete, that's fine. But there is no way that there are 50 people that look like they're out with their coworker on a Sunday morning with their ass hanging over the seat and their sunglasses on, and they just shouldn't be doing it. Get a new hobby. Bowl.
You're angry about this.
I like this.
I just don't. I've had to drive through it.
Is it the look, or is it them trying to dominate?
It's the fact that they're doing something that I'm not doing to help themselves. It's a lot of things, Kat. I don't like big-time bike people.
So it sounds like it could be them, but deep down it might be you.
It's a rooted issue that I have, clearly.
I like that.
I'll just say this again. My thing is safety first. So if I'm on a road and I want to navigate around a cyclist safely, move over a little to the right to help me out so it's not a precarious situation.
I do try.
No, because they are operating
right.
As if they're a car.
Right.
So they're not trying to go to the right to let you pass
right
them.
Except for the fact that same guy will blow through a red light.
That's what I was going to say.
On a right street that's not busy.
Yep.
All of a sudden, no, I'm in the middle because I'm an official vehicle at this point. Except when it behooves me to not, I'll blow through the red light. One or the other.
That's what bothers me driving around Brentwood Forest is I'm fine with the bike people. I love them. They're great people. But if I'm following you and you're making me go slower,
yep,
and then you don't stop at the stop sign, and I have to, that kind of peeves me off a little bit.
I do. I mean, I try and get, if they're in the street, I try and get as close to them as I can without hitting them.
I just want to, because you see some of these folks, you got a 70-year-old guy on a fancy racing bike and he's teetering a little bit. I give him a wide berth. You never know what's coming.
Take that big banana
cut. So then
cut.
All of a sudden, you know, he veers into the middle of the thing and you're like, dude, I just want to get around you safely. We have the same goal here.
Point A to point B.
Hey, this is the 7 o'clock hour of the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Who's
brought to you
it?
By Acorns Golf Links. Okay, they have the beer garden for the bachelor parties. It is a family-owned and operated course, a gorgeous country setting for golf. Over 65 species of birds have been identified. You can go there and you can check out all the beautiful birds and get your golf game on. 6,700 yards and the Zoysia fairways. You can fly the water on 18 where everybody's watching you there. And number 6 is Acorn's signature hole. So it's a fantastic place to go. It's Acorns Golf Links. It's the sponsor of our 7 o'clock hour. A lot of people texting in wanting to hear from Plowsy. And Plowsy, it's one of those things where I'm not trying to put you on the spot here, but people are asking, and you've broached the subject on air, that you are back out on the market. And we're not trying to bring anything from the past back, but a lot of people want to know, because you're a single guy, and we all now live vicariously through you, people want to know what happened this weekend, what was going on, were you working, Billy G's going out, what's going on?
I noticed another session with the tall girl.
Yeah, Katie K. Dahlman, as you know, good friends with, I'm not going to reveal any information. I think I've learned from my mistakes in the past.
Use
so
code words.
I'll say LC.
You've been drinking with her twice in the last week.
And for me, it's a couple beers hanging out, but I've never been to the Amsterdam Tavern, and they were having like a soccer showing. And seeing as St. Louis probably in a couple years will get a soccer team, I kind of thought maybe I'll mingle with the soccer fanatics, kind of see how it.
If that's your new crowd.
Yeah, see if I can get into it, I guess you would say.
And did you?
It was kind of fun. It just soccer's, you almost have to be there live or play it. Watching it on TV just doesn't do it for me, maybe because I don't necessarily watch it enough. Maybe I need to watch it more. similar to what hockey was before I moved down here. So we went.
But what's this girl? What are we going to refer to her as?
I'll say LC. We'll use initials only.
LC.
Yeah.
Eventually, so
Lion's Choice.
And eventually, we'll pull it out of you without you even knowing it. But this is a new romance for you.
No, it's been going absolutely fantastic. Just kind of hanging out, drinking. You know, kind of getting to know each other. You know, it's the early stages of that, obviously.
I'm happy for you.
No, it's been fantastic. Couldn't be happier. And you actually will see her. She will be bringing breakfast in here in about 30
minutes. For you or all of us?
She's coming in here today?
Yeah, I think just for me, but I can text and see. Maybe
we can bring the whole staff
something.
Is she older or younger than you?
She's only a few months old or younger than me.
Okay. And you're what, 26?
I'm 27, seven? Yeah.
Is that legal for someone to bring in breakfast for just one guy?
See, I had a really funny story about the weekend. We only have 4 minutes to break,
but let's
though.
Talk about this breakfast real okay. quick. If you're not allowed to have the food unless she brings in breakfast
you
for
didn't? Nobody told you about that, Blousy?
I didn't, and I'm not even for sure where she's stopping by at, so
yeah,
I can
text her,
shoot.
I'd text her right now.
Please, okay. Please do. See, maybe we can get like a breakfast pizza for everybody, you know?
But I don't like a lot of egg stuff. I'd like more something like a Danish.
Oh, God. You would be picky as hell,
absolutely.
Wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, well, Plowsy, you have a good
Jay
story, Jr.'s though.
Jay Jr.'s been doing this forever.
It's a good story, yes. It's rather funny, kind of similar to the Bumble BFF story that I told on Friday.
Nice.
Similar to that entertainment value. So we can deep tease that and bring it back whenever we have Kirchen on.
Well, let's do, I say, why don't we do it right after this break, start of the 8 o'clock hour, because we have Derek Gould at 8:40 talking Cardinals baseball. We have Tim Kirchen of ESPN at 9 o'clock talking baseball, and also his new book, I'm Fascinated by Sacrifice Flies. A lot of people texting in still want to talk about the biking topic. Somebody says, I saw a group of cyclists all decked out being cyclist snobs. They demanded the waitress to bring them a towel to towel off at the table.
Oh, they
to kind of wipe off their sweat. That's what somebody said?
To wipe off their personal sweat or to wipe something off the table?
It looks like to wipe off themselves.
Plus, no one demands anything. Maybe they were just nice people. Hey, do you have a towel? We're all sweaty. Would you mind?
You don't think they walked in and said, wipe me off, I'm sweaty.
We're elite cyclists. Towel now.
Here's another good one. It's about the cycling gear.
Yeah.
A simple rule. If I can see the outline of your junk, I can hit you with my car. This does not apply to Doug.
That's good.
That's the early text
leader.
Of the day. Yeah. Leader and Plowsy, if I forget, which I do almost every day, that's the winner, okay? But still bring him in. You have a chance to beat it. But for right now, I think that's the best cat.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
So are you happy with the first hour?
It went by fast.
We're just trying to get to 10. He and I are just trying to get to Wednesday.
Don't you think also... And it's always odd when you have a tragedy like we had, where you come in to do the show. This is a sports show. It's a fun show. But also, you know, everybody is thinking about that. And you obviously have to live your life and still do the same things you do before. But sometimes it feels odd to come in and do a show where you're kind of joking around after a tragedy. Am I wrong
Here's
on
the
that?
Thing. I don't think anyone in this
now, I'm
country...
not trying to get into a political debate about it. I'm just saying in
no,
general.
But here's the thing, because I thought about it, too, because... I mean, all of us were hit hard by it, you know, unless you knew someone or whatever, where I think we're all going through the same thing, right? So we have 3 hours. What are we supposed to do? So let's try to do what we normally do. But,
yep. Yeah,
I would say all of our...
It's in the back of our minds.
Yeah, all of our hearts are in the right place on that. I mean, unthinkable.
Yep.
But we're going to have to fill the show, and what are we going to fill it with? Things that are going to help people? No, of course not. Stupid things. That's what we do.
We will continue to do what we try to do best here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, which is do live reads. And Garrison's River Resort, Doug and caller Adam, they've been talking about this float trip. I don't think it's going to happen. I think Adam wants it to happen, and I think Doug doesn't.
Right.
But either way, Garrison's River Resort in Steelville is your summer getaway destination for rafting, canoeing, camping, and more. The campsites have electrical hookups. You can camp out under the stars. You can rest comfortably in a ranch house or sleep a large group in a bunkhouse. Don't feel like packing a bunch of food and supplies. Check out the barbecue splash package and let them do the cooking. If you make your reservations at Garrison's 2 weeks in advance, you'll receive 20% off when mentioning CBS Sports Radio. Book online at www.garrisonscanoe.com or give them a call, 1-800-367-8945. Let's take a break. Afterwards, we have a story from Plowsy. He says it's good. He says it's funny.
And his new girl's going to be bringing breakfast in.
And his new lady.
For all of us.
I don't know about, you're bringing the new girl in
yeah.
to the lion's den pretty early on in the relationship, don't
yeah.
you think?
Especially with me here, yeah.
Yeah.
Is he going to let her go on the air? That's my question.
Nope. Ah, there's the shakeoff.
We'll talk about that in the commercial break. We'll be right back. We got Derek Gould coming up. We have Tim Kirkjian. And we have a great story from the Plowboy on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, broadcasting live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studio on CBS Sports 920, InsideSTL.com, and 105.7 HD2.